What's up, guys? Welcome to the Salt Shack Podcast. My name is Bruce DeBlanca, aka Bryce, and I'm here with.
Caleb or War Monkey 75.
And today is our first episode of the Salt Shack Podcast, baby.
Yeah.
Funny enough, it's really not our first episode, actually. We recorded a full episode, hour and 30 minutes in all of its glory. It was a great episode. But sound issues literally within like the first 2 minutes of it.
Yeah.
So unfortunate. We upgraded the mics. We were using snowballs. Now we're using these mics now. So these shouldn't do anything unless, I mean, I don't know.
We'll find out.
Yeah. A lot of turmoil in between episodes too, figuring out how to hook up that mic. And yeah. Anyways. So, with this being our first episode, I'll explain kind of what we're gonna do. I mean, every episode I'll do like an outline of what we're gonna do for the day. But this podcast, we can talk about whatever we want, really. We're into a lot of things. So this episode, we're actually gonna start with a Mario movie review. We just saw it like a couple days ago at this point now. And I don't know how long it'll be by the time you guys see it, but obviously it's been out for a while too. So hopefully most of you have seen it by now. After that, we're gonna do our top 10 Cartoon Network shows. We're gonna do a top 10 probably every week just to let you guys know us more. We can maybe argue about it a little bit. Had some arguments in the first episode that maybe you'll probably never see, but
Yeah.
And then lastly, we're gonna finish off with some trivia. I wrote some trivia for Caleb. He still doesn't know what the topic is. Last episode it was Mario Kart DS trivia. That was pretty fun. But yeah. So let's start with the Mario movie review. How do you think about the Mario movie?
I enjoyed it. I've said this a couple times and I'll say it again. If you're going as like just a typical movie fan, it's an okay movie. But if you're going as a Mario fan, it's pretty good.
Yeah, lots of Easter eggs
Oh
that
yeah.
you pick up if you play any Mario game. A lot of Mario Kart 8 eggs.
Oh yeah.
Like with the whole wheels like flipping up. And if you haven't seen it at this point, go watch it. We're just gonna probably talk about it, not really worry about
Yeah.
spoilers. I mean, it's not like a Marvel movie where it's like God, people are gonna be so pissed if we spoil it. I'm sure you've seen a lot about it by now. But you have any cons about the movie? Downsides?
Let's see. I mean, there are a couple things where it's just like, I don't really know if that was right. Like, star power, it's like it's not that powerful, but it's more of like kind of a real life into the Mario universe thing, so it doesn't have to be the same way as it is in like Super Mario Bros. Or Mario Kart, because they got it and they were basically like Super Saiyan for like 3 minutes, and then in the games you're like Rainbow for like, I don't know, 5 seconds, and it's like, oh, okay. But it was still pretty cool. Jack Black. Well, actually, these are the cons. So, not a Luigi wasn't in it as much as I wanted him to be honest. Like, he got captured pretty much right off the bat, and then he was just kind of gone. It was like, oh, okay.
I agree. I think he had a good arc though.
Yeah, he did.
Being kind of a wimpy character, not wanting to stand up for himself, and then at the end, him and Mario went ham. So, yeah. My cons, I don't know if you had more.
No, go ahead.
I just feel like they could have done more elaborating on some things. I feel like the story progressed extremely quick at some points. Like there were some points where it was just like Mario shows up to Peach's castle. Peach doesn't know who Mario is, but since he looks kind of human-like, yeah,
That's
you
true.
can join me. Like,
Yeah.
but you have to go through this obstacle course
It's
that takes him
like,
like 3 days.
yeah.
And then Toads just can come. That's fine.
Yeah.
They don't have to do it. Like Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a con, but I can see why they did it. They left out all the Koopalings, like including Bowser Jr. They left out Yoshi, which was the Easter egg at the end. They left out Toadette. There's like a ton of characters. Even with all the Easter eggs, there's a handful of characters that weren't in it, which like leaves room for a second movie. I get it, but it's like, are we really gonna enjoy Mario Movie 2? I mean,
Yes.
probably.
Yes.
But yeah, no Koopalings. There was a Funky Kong Easter egg that I
Yeah.
missed, but I looked it up after. But you saw him.
Yeah, he there's a scene where they're all driving on Rainbow Road, all the Kongs, like the Kong army. And there's a Kong with a headband and sunglasses. It's not really Funky Kong, but I
Yeah,
think
but
it's supposed to be.
it's Funky Kong.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the Funky, or now I'm on Funky Kong, you got me on Funky Kong. I really enjoyed the Mario and Donkey Kong fight, that was fun.
Oh yeah, that was great.
That, like, previewed what could possibly come with a Smash movie, which would just go so hard.
That would be crazy.
I don't know if I've told you this, I think I told Forrest this, but there's a Link movie coming out, or a Legend of Zelda movie coming out, there's a possibility that this could be like a Nintendo Cinematic Universe kind of thing where there's like Mario, then Zelda, then I'm pretty sure there's rumored to be like a Kirby movie in like 2 years, and then it all lead up
Oh
just like
God.
the Avengers. It'll be like a Super Smash Bros. Like movie, which would just be
Yeah.
so sick, honestly.
It's like I feel like the main villain would have to be not the Master Hand, because it's like is
I
Smash Bros. People know him, but
think I would honestly prefer if they made it kind of like Bowser and like Ganon and like
yeah,
a
I was gonna
couple other
say.
people like teamed up, and then maybe like as an Easter egg at the end they all fight Master Hand or something. Like that's
Yeah.
like the mega boss of it all, like how Subspace was kind of, where they all come together and fight at the end.
Yeah, I feel like one villain is gonna have to, like, probably Ganon, for example. He could, like, open portals to other dimensions and, like, rescue the other villains. So, like, jump into Peach's castle, just chomp,
Yeah.
steal Bowser.
Yeah, no, that'd be interesting. I think they also expanded enough on Donkey Kong that they could make a whole Donkey Kong movie if they really wanted
Yeah.
to. We were kind of, doesn't really have to do with the movie, but we were looking at the Donkey Kong family tree this morning, and it was just like, there's so many characters that they can talk about. I don't know, people would be nearly as into it as Mario,
Yeah.
but it'd be fun still. There's a lot of Donkey Kong characters you can go on about.
Didn't have Wario or Waluigi or Daisy, like I just, or Rosalina.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Well, I haven't played Mario Galaxy, surprisingly, but besides like the one, I don't remember the name of the stars, but besides like the one sad Luna, we didn't get any other like galaxy Easter eggs to my knowledge.
I don't know what that star was that was like super depressed in that cage. Well, not depressed, they were happy in the cage and they wanted to
Yeah.
die. I don't know what that's from,
Yeah.
but yeah. Overall, I mean, we could go over pros all day. There's a lot of good
Yeah.
stuff.
We'll just mention the major ones.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the Mario Kart sequence. That was
Yeah.
very good.
Yeah.
Mario and Donkey Kong's fight was really good.
Jack Black as a whole,
Yeah, great.
he was just
He's
great.
just so good. He's such a
Yeah.
legendary actor.
Yeah, I really liked, I mean, the trailers may like looked exactly like the movie. Usually with like, I know this is video games, but usually the trailers for video games look great, and then they have to scale it down for the actual game. But the trailers for the movie, you're like, wow, that looks like, that's crazy. And then it just continued to do that throughout the whole movie. It was just a good looking movie for it being completely animation.
Yeah, no, it looked great. Not surprised. Like the
Yeah.
company's great.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. No, just Bowser's funny moments, like practicing the proposal,
He
like
was
his big eyes.
just the big, like, every time he looked like he's be gonna become menacing, he just went full simp mode for Peach. Just
Yeah.
like, and then when Peach finally turned him down, it was like, all right, now I'm gonna get really pissed off,
Yeah.
which is good. I think it was good. I think, yeah, I don't know. Also, like, the Mario world going into the real world was kind of interesting. I don't
Yeah.
know how much I liked it. Like, I think it worked with the whole arc of like Mario and Luigi's dad is like super disappointed with them, but like seeing them fight off Bowser was like great. But like, did they really need to go into the real world? It was cute when Peach was like, oh, like maybe you can take me back to where you come from sometime, but like, not that quick. Like, I
Yeah, at
don't
least
know.
take her to dinner first.
Yeah, dang.
It's like, I don't know. I feel like a couple things they were missing for a couple days, and then the Mario and Luigi's parents were just like looking out an apartment window and they're like, "Oh, you're back."
Yeah, that was another weird one. With his, I don't know if Mario time is faster than real time, but they
Yeah.
didn't really expand on that much. I feel like there was a scene in the movie where they're like eating dinner without them, and it was like, wonder where they went kind of thing, but I can't exactly remember at this point. It's not as fresh in my dome anymore.
Yeah. But still, just like a solid movie if you like Mario.
Mean, my girlfriend went to it, and she doesn't really play video games, and she enjoyed it, so yeah. I mean, yeah, good movie.
Good movie.
I last video we reviewed Guardians 3, which, you know, great, but I think Guardians 2 is better than
Oh,
Mario's.
yeah. I mean, by far.
I think Guardians is the best movie of the year so far.
Yeah.
Which is great for the MCU. Well, maybe we'll talk about Guardians a different day again, but we literally talked about it for like 35 minutes in the first episode, so.
Yeah, I mean, Mario movie, I like that they didn't take it in the direction of like, oh no, Peach is captured by Bowser.
Yeah.
Like, just from the start, it was like less steering away from the first game and more of like, oh, he's gonna help Peach. Peach is gonna help him get his brother back. Which is still like kind of the same thing, where it's like, oh, the big bad guy has someone we want. But, and I guess there was Bowser's motive where he was trying to get the star and trying to get Peach. So it's like those clashed pretty decently.
I guess another con I kind of have, I don't know if this is me being nitpicky, is like, why didn't Bowser get the star sooner if he knew he could just run through that penguin like kingdom?
Yeah.
He just absolutely obliterated that entire kingdom within seconds. Like,
Yeah.
I don't know if the star was a new thing introduced to them, like in the movie. I feel like it was a well-known thing. It wasn't just like, oh, Bowser has a star. It's like, Bowser has the star
Yeah.
and he's coming. Like, I don't really get that, I guess. I don't know. But.
Yeah, I mean, the Kong's pretty cool, pretty solid. I like that little Diddy cameo. The like, calm down, Diddy.
Made me giggle.
Yeah, Cranky was fine. It's kind of what I expected. I haven't played any of the Donkey Kong Country games, so I don't know much about the Kongs, but he did his job.
think he almost had more screen time than I was expecting him to.
He did have a lot of screen time.
It's not like I'm complaining. I get he's like the ruler of the Kongs, technically, but yeah. I don't know. At this point, I'm just being nitpicky. So,
Yeah.
great movie overall. I think anyone can enjoy this movie. I don't see anyone going in there being like, oh, that wasn't a good movie. I feel like it'd be very hard to feel that way over just a lighthearted Mario movie. So, it's
Yeah.
not like Minions where you can go, all right, though they were annoying.
Yeah.
Like, there wasn't really anything like that in this kind of movie. So, yeah.
Well, it's time for the top tens.
It is time for top 10. This week, like I said, Cartoon Network TV shows. We have a top 10. We did not discuss this at all. Like, really, I know we both said that we had a couple honorable mentions. I have six.
I have five.
I'm just gonna run through them quick. I'll let you go first, actually.
Okay. One thing I wanted to note for all the DC fans, I barely watched any of the Justice League shows, so that's why none of them are on there. My honorable mentions are Mad,
I didn't even think about that.
Clone Wars 2003, Transformers, Scooby-Doo, and the Garfield Show. And then one thing I wanted to note when I was making my list, I counted like the new Scooby-Doo and not like the old Scooby-Doo. That's what I was thinking of. So if it was the old Scooby-Doo, it definitely would have made my top 10, but
Yeah, before I even get into my thing, there's a couple where I wrote question marks by them because I didn't know if they counted. Because obviously, there's a Cartoon Network version of, like you said, Scooby-Doo, stuff like that. But I don't know. I put them on my list just in case, like, or honorable mention. So I will say question mark with it if I do end up saying something. So was that all of them for you?
Yep.
I went the more like Cartoon Network original route. I don't. Yeah, I'll just read them. Honorable mentions. I got. This is more of just a joke because I used to watch this as a joke all the time. Uncle Grandpa.
Oh.
I have Teen Titans Go on my honorable mentions. Dexter's Laboratory. I know it's a very iconic
Classic,
show, but
classic.
I didn't watch it that
I didn't
often,
watch it
so.
either.
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, pretty solid. And then I also got Marvelous Misadventures of Flapjack. Yeah. Those are all shows where if they were on when I was a kid, I'd watch them.
True. I remember like Flapjack's mentor more than I remember Flapjack himself.
Yeah. Like, I don't, like, off the top of my head, I couldn't even tell you a single thing about an episode, but, like, I saw the characters. I was like, I know them. I've
Yeah.
watched them. So, yeah. So, if you want to say your number 10.
My number 10, because I watched it so much as a kid and I kind of got away from it. Was Ninjago.
I'd see, I didn't know if that was a Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon, so I didn't even write it down.
It was on the one that I looked at, so we're calling it Cartoon
Sorry. Well,
Network.
I'll put that in my honorable mentions then. Our list could be completely jambled
Yeah.
depending on what tier list. I just looked at a tier maker
That's what I
list
did.
and went, okay, cool. I'll write down off of this. So,
So
yeah.
yeah, Ninjago, I remember watching it as a kid and I was like, oh, this is so sick. And then kids on the playground would be like, oh, I know Spinjitzu. And I was like, okay. I was like, I'm not gonna watch the show anymore. But I
Yeah.
remember being like, oh my God, Lord Garmadon. Oh. And then trying to figure out which ninja was my favorite. It was always Kai, because he had the cool sword. He had like the dragon on the hilt. I mean, they all had dragons. Even though think Zane got like the short end of the stick because it was just shurikens, which are like effective, but it's like, eh.
It's also a robot.
True. Yeah, I remember that reveal and I was like,
Spoiler
yeah,
alert.
whoa. Yeah, I remember that episode where they like found his maker like in the woods and they went down in his basement. They're like, Zane, is that you? And he was like, huh? And then they like pulled like his back open or his nose, his chest, and then he was like, I'm not real.
Yeah, dude went through it real quick there.
Yeah. All right, that's all I'll say. Master Wu's the goat.
Ninjago, my 10 through 1, actually.
Yeah.
My number 10 is Chowder. I
Okay.
enjoy Chowder. A lot of these shows are just pure nostalgia, so
Yeah.
unlike with like Pixar and Marvel, where we can just rewatch them and go, all right, that changes how I feel about it. Like, I will watch clips maybe, but like, that's about it. But I remember enjoying Chowder a lot, so.
I remember turning on Cartoon Network and it was like always the thing that was on, that and Flapjack. And I was like, I don't know what show this is. And then you see Chowder and like the gray and purple and you're like, oh, well.
Chowder.
Yeah, another thing that was wacky about that show was like, you had the hats and like the clothes, but it wouldn't move with them. It was like the background and they would just kind of go and like
Oh.
the texture would move and I was always
Oh
like,
yeah. It's like one of those
dude.
shows that like just had like trippy graphics.
Yeah.
Yum.
I remember the chef though.
I do too.
He had like the tank top on.
Yeah.
He's just jacked.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Right. My number 9, Teen Titans. Regular Teen Titans. I remember that coming on and I would always like recite like the intro note music, the TEENTITANS.
Nice.
Yeah. but I was always like, oh, Robin is so cool.
Dude, Robin was always cool,
Yeah.
obviously. Sorry.
It was like, I enjoyed Teen Titans Go. I didn't watch it that much.
It's like weird.
Yeah, I've seen like a lot of the YouTube shorts where like they're ripping on people. Like when I think it was Cyborg, Robin, and Beast Boy all did like Joker impressions, and then the who's the new one that no one likes? The one from Suicide Squad. He also just played Morbius. Anyways,
Oh, Jared Leto?
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they ripped on Jared Leto on one of them.
Well, he sucks.
Yeah.
Every character he plays just
Yeah.
sucks.
And then the Heath Ledger impression came out and it was like, oh.
Heath Ledger the GOAT.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Me and Forrest were watching it that one day, after you went to work.
Making a last second switch.
I just did that too.
Oh.
Because I thought about it. And that's why I switched it.
Oh.
So I'll just get to that switch now. My number 9 was Scooby-Doo question mark. I love Scooby-Doo. I don't know
Yeah.
who doesn't,
Yeah.
but like when I think of Scooby-Doo, I think of the stuff I had on the DVDs as a
Yeah.
kid. Like Monster Island, like
I remember that one so much.
yeah. No, just everything was like it's great. I just don't think it's a Cartoon Network premium like the
Yeah.
other 8 on my list. So that's why I just moved that back. I had it higher, but I was like if you're giving me, like you said earlier, if you're giving me like Prime Scooby, it's like a top three show in my opinion, but
Yeah,
I'm not
yeah.
gonna like take down other shows because Prime really wasn't on Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
So yeah.
No, absolute classic show though. I remember watching that as a kid and being like, "Oh God, who's the guy? Like, who's the criminal?" And I would like try and decipher who it was if and see if there's like a formula for every episode. It's like the first person they meet in every episode has got to be them, and then the next episode would be like the third or fourth person they meet. It's like.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah. All right. My number eight, and I just switched it. Adventure Time. Reason why it's so high. I never finished it. I really liked it.
You mean low or high?
Well, number eight. So
So low.
low. Yeah. High in the numbers, but low in the ranking.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
I was like, so you put it up higher because you didn't finish it? Or so, is that what you're saying? No,
Yeah.
I get what you're saying now.
Finn and Jake, super iconic. But by the time I started growing up and stopped like watching cartoons, it like I don't know. I just didn't get around to it. But I remember playing Card Wars on my phone like all the time before summer school on my like iPhone 4.
Classic.
But no, just a solid show, great characters, BMO's cool, Ice
Yeah,
King.
you remember, do you remember that commercial where BMO, it was like BMO like playing music or something? I don't know. I remember all the commercials were based off BMO though, for whatever reason. I'll show you later.
Okay, I was like, don't really know.
There, it was like a summer where it was like, you know how it'd be like, we're playing cartoons all day, and it would
Yeah.
play like a clip of something. It was always that clip of BMO like dancing.
Oh, yeah.
It was so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyways. Yeah. Number eight, I got Ed, Edd n Eddy. I enjoyed Ed, Edd n Eddy. I feel like it was, I don't know why. I don't know when Ed, Edd n Eddy came out, but I felt like I was like too young to watch it for some reason.
Yeah, it was always kind of like a. I felt guilty. Like.
Don't know what it is about it. Like I couldn't even tell you when it came out or whatever, but I enjoyed Ed, Edd n Eddy. It was really goofy. So, yeah. So that's my number eight.
My number seven is Total Drama Island.
Okay, just wanted to make sure that was a Cartoon Network
It
thing
is.
too. I
It
had
is.
that on my honorable mention as a question mark because I didn't know if it was a.
I think I want to say, but I could be extremely wrong, that later seasons were taken over by different like companies, 'cause there is like Total Drama World Tour, which it didn't show up on Cartoon Network on the tier list. Anyways, Total Drama Island was a show that I watched like 3 times in a row. Like, I remember being like, oh, dude, this is so cool. Who's gonna get eliminated?
Did you ever watch the ones with like stuffed animals on YouTube?
No.
Dude, there's like a whole like other side of Total Drama Island that came out because of that show. There is so many like stuffed animal versions of that show. There is a Total Pokemon Island I would watch as a kid. This is like when I was like 8, so it's like early YouTube days.
Yeah.
But it was like some dude, it was great too. Some dude would use like Microsoft Art or whatever
Yeah.
and would just put the Pokemon on the screen. They would all have their own like characters and like personality.
Sure.
And the way they'd move is just him like moving them with the mouse. And it was so entertaining. Cause like that was like prime Pokemon too. It was like,
Yeah.
yeah, it was weird, but good stuff. Truly, I wouldn't even know what to look up to show you to, but
Probably just like Pokemon total drama.
yeah. So you had for that.
It's just good show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I'm saying you were on seven, right?
Yep.
My seven's Teen Titans.
Okay.
I really enjoy Teen Titans. I think DC like animated is great. I've
Yeah.
never liked the like live action movies. I don't know why. I'm sure there's great ones, but I never liked them that much. I haven't watched the Suicide Squad. I
Oh,
watched the
okay.
original Suicide Squad,
Yeah.
and that movie sucked.
Yeah.
Which made me not want to watch the Suicide Squad.
Okay.
So,
Yeah.
because Jared Leto sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Just everything about Teen Titans was fun. Batman and Robin was sick. All the characters in it were sick. I enjoyed that show a lot. So, yeah.
Man. Yeah, no, good show. It's like, it's kind of what brought me into DC. That was like my first exposure, was that Teen Titans.
Yeah, me too.
But, all right. My number six, Looney Tunes.
Okay, that was another one where I didn't know.
It's, I don't remember what it was originally on, but I know Cartoon Network work like revived it, and then first when they revived it, it was like not good. Like I remember watching it and I was like, this was not how they were back in the day. But I recently watched a couple episodes and it was like, okay, this is old Looney Tunes, like classic, like Foghorn Leghorn. Who's the rooster? He's really funny. My dad really likes him. There's a quote that I use around my dad where he said it's about as subtle as a hand grenade in a bowl of oatmeal. It's like, yep. That's a good one.
Yeah.
But no, just super classic. Bugs Bunny's awesome. I can't really think of a bad character besides, like, well, he's not bad, it's just I hate him, which is Pepe Le Pew, Pepe Le Pew, the skunk who's just obsessed with the cat. It's like, okay. But yeah, you got Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. Great segments. You got the rivalry between Elmer Fudd and Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. Like, oh, just good stuff all around. It's enjoyable for all ages. Bunch
Yeah.
of adult jokes in it, but a lot of like slapstick humor as well.
That reminded me of something. You don't have to tell me. Like, don't even tell me if you don't have it or if you do have it, because I just thought of it.
Okay.
Because I don't know if it's Cartoon Network or not.
Okay.
But if it is Cartoon Network, Tom and Jerry would be in my top three. Because I love Tom and Jerry. And I don't know if it's Cartoon Network or not. You don't have to answer that question. But love that shit. Anyways, what were we on? Six?
That was my six, yeah.
Okay, six. I have Adventure Time. I didn't finish it either. But it's a classic. It's. When you think of Cartoon Network, there's like always like a big three you think of, and I
Yeah.
think Adventure Time is one of those big
Oh, yeah.
threes. Like it's so classic. But like you said, I didn't finish it because I feel like it ran too long for
Yeah.
like our age group.
I remember having like, and I've never said this before, but like the biggest crush on Marceline. I was like, oh, dude. I was like, ah, oh, Vampire Betty. Oh.
You probably honestly told me that when we were younger.
Probably. I was just like, oh, she's so cool.
So cool. I do want to put in perspective, though, that it was at seven. before I moved Scooby-Doo
Okay.
down,
Okay.
because Scooby was at 6 and I moved everything up that because I moved Scooby to 9 because I didn't finish Adventure Time.
Yeah.
I think if I finished it, I would have felt more complete about it
Yeah.
and would have been able to rank it better, but yeah.
That's what I did. I swapped Adventure Time with Total Drama because I was like, well,
It's one of those things where you like want to put it higher, but I just couldn't.
yeah, because I don't know. I'm surprised it made it as high as it did. I knew it was going to be in my top 10 no matter what, but it was like,
Was either 10 or if I felt it higher.
yeah.
Because it would have been there. I don't think if Adventure Time's an honorable mention, we'd probably get shit talked. So.
Yeah.
Right, what's your 5 now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Top five. Starting it off with Ben 10. I like idolized that show as a kid. I had a Ben 10 watch that was like massive, and you would like slap characters into it and then like turn on the Omnitrix and it would like turning into and like
I think I remember that
yeah,
slightly.
I wore it a lot at home. So,
Not in public, though.
yeah. I remember when I got it, I like took it to my grandma's house and I wouldn't stop like switching them.
Yeah. I also want to mention that there's literally like 8 Ben 10 shows on my tier
Yeah.
list.
I'm talking about
So,
the OG
yeah.
original Ben 10. Where he's like in the white, like as a child, him and Gwen are kids. And it's like, I remember this one board game that we played where we had like Ben 10 characters on like each other's sides. And it was like a pinball versus pinball.
I do remember that.
That's at my
I want
parents'
to find
house.
it's there,
Yeah.
dude.
Cause you're like, I probably won't play this. And you gave it to me.
I was gonna say, dude, I don't know where that is, but I want to find
I
it right now.
have it.
That
So
is so sick. I had so many good memories with that. And I
yeah.
was like, one day I was just like, I'm gonna move on.
Yeah. Such a young age, you were like, I can't.
I was so grown up for that.
Yeah. And
God.
I also remember having this one Ben 10 like Monster Maker where it was like a little like lab and you could pull like different characters apart.
I remember
And
that
then you
too.
put them in and you shut it and shove them together and it like makes a whole new
Yeah.
monster. It was so simple, but it was like, oh,
I'm
dude.
pretty sure I had that too, or we
Yeah.
played with it together.
I know I had a blue one and a green one. It was like, yeah.
Those toys were just so good.
Oh, easily, easily. But
Yeah.
yeah, always holds a special place in my heart, Ben 10.
Yeah. I don't know if this is too, like, for me, it's not too high, but I don't know if it'd be too high for others. My number 5 is Courage the Cowardly
Oh
Dog.
my God.
I love that show. It was so dark. Like,
Yeah.
everything that dog went through was awful.
Yeah.
But it's like, when you think about it, it's like, that was a good show. And like, the old people that were like taking care of him,
Yeah.
and like, just, oh, so good.
It's like the only thing I really remember from it is like probably the easiest voice acting ever for
Yeah.
Courage because he just the whole time.
Yeah, because initially I had it down more like where Chowder is and like
Yeah.
Flapjack, and I was like thinking about it, I was like, I definitely watch the show more than like these.
Yeah.
So yeah. No, I enjoyed Courage. It was a good show.
It's like it makes me want to rewatch it because I remember I didn't watch it that much. It was like it would always just be on in front of a show that I wanted to watch. So it was like, I guess I'll just watch this for like 20 minutes.
Yeah. It was like another one of those shows where I felt too young to watch it almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good show.
Man, I think these next couple could be interchangeable, but at number 4, I've got Johnny Test. I watched so much Johnny Test as a kid. I was like, oh my God, this is so cool.
See, I don't remember that being on my tier list. Otherwise, it would be on my list.
Yeah.
We should, next time, like going forward, we should use the same tier
Yeah.
list. Because there's definitely a few that weren't on mine that you had.
I looked at a couple different ones just to make sure, 'cause
Yeah, some were like, I don't know if this is Cartoon Network or
yeah,
not.
and I
So.
like I double checked on most of them, but
Yeah.
they could be wrong, so take all of our answers with a grain of salt if they aren't on Cartoon Network, but just
See,
whatever.
because, dude, I don't know. All the shows back in the day, like, merged in my brain now, but, like,
Yeah.
part of me, like, remembers watching that on Disney XD for some reason, but
Yeah.
I also could be completely full of shit,
Like,
so.
I don't know.
That theme song is a banger.
True. Yeah.
You said that, and it instantly started playing in my head.
Johnny Test. Yeah. Johnny and Dookie. Classic.
Yeah, we're on four.
Yep, that was my four.
Number four, I think exactly like you said. I think four through two could be interchangeable.
Okay.
I have a bold prediction for number one, and I think it's the same
I think we have the same number
one.
one. I was gonna say that a couple days ago, and I was like, nah, I'm not gonna say that
I
yet.
was gonna say it earlier, like at 10. I was gonna say a bold prediction. I think we have the same number one,
I like,
but.
yeah.
Yeah, because if you don't say it in the next two, I'm just gonna completely guess that you already have it at one. Anyways, number four, I have Clone Wars. As a kid, I love Clone Wars. I didn't make it to like goated Clone Wars though, like most people, like season like six and seven.
Yeah.
Like I made it through like season two. I had all the figures from like season one and two. Like I had Kenobi, Ventress, like all of them, and like the 3 3/4 inch.
Yeah.
I think I gave some to Nelson,
Oh.
like just recently. But yeah, no, great show. I
Yeah.
think season one's really boring nowadays
Yeah. I
because we're
mean.
rewatching through it right now. Because Forrest wants me to watch through all of Star Wars. Yeah, but it's good. I enjoy it. I think it could be higher if I watched like season six and
Yeah.
seven, because that's like obviously like where Revenge of the Sith kind of
Yeah.
is. So, yeah, that's my number four.
Yeah, my two through four were just, they were just hard to rank, some higher than others. Number three, we got Amazing World of Gumball. Such a great show.
It's so good.
Yeah.
My dad told me I couldn't watch it for like a week because I would. It was literally like 2 years ago. I would just watch it. I don't remember why I would watch it on, maybe like Charter on Demand or something,
Yeah.
but I would just watch it over and over. And he's like watching. He's like, "This is a kid show." And I'm like, "Yeah, I don't think there's that much bad stuff in it." And he's like, "I can't stand this anymore. You can't watch it." Because I didn't have a cable box in my room at the time. So I was like, "Oh, okay. Guess I can't watch Gumball
Yeah, no, just a very chaotic show, but it did it like greatly.
anymore." Yeah,
Like,
no.
my parents, I know they recently like sat down and watched through every single season.
Really?
Yes.
Holy.
Yeah, maybe like within the past year. So like not that recently, but kind of recently, like show wise.
I don't think my dad could be able to watch it.
I remember when it was like on TV and my dad would just laugh. Like he'd watch it and be like, that's so
There's
ridiculous.
not a single character that I don't like in that show.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Like, it's all over the internet now, but like the prime funny back in the day, I don't know if you remember this, but it's the banana going up to that
Oh.
cashier and going, "My mom is missing. Can I put up a sign?" And he goes, "Uh-huh." And then he nails it to the glass and the glass just shatters. It's so good. Also, I can't remember what body part it is. The hand or the foot lady? You remember that? I'll look it up.
Dude, I know there was like the nurse. That was like a band-aid. There was a big foot. Oh, are you talking about like Sussy? Sussy was like a like actually like a human chin. There was a I don't remember his name, but there was a Bigfoot character that was just like a foot when he was on screen.
I couldn't even like I can't even look it up because I don't know what the character is called. Yeah, whatever. All the characters are good in that show. So, yeah. My number three is Ben 10.
Hey.
Ben 10 classic. You bring back that board game you used to play, made me like want to play that again, like or just at least look at it. I don't even know if I'd have all the parts anymore.
Think it might honestly be in the basement because I think I was looking at it when I was moving everything and I was like, yeah, I'm bringing that. Either that or it's still at my parents' house. Either way, I have it.
Feel like I would have saw it if it was in the
Yeah,
basement. I would have been
that's
like,
true. We'll take a look after this.
yeah, because I could have easily brought to Camp K and just lost all the pieces there too. So I don't know. I feel like that might have honestly been one of the reasons I gave it to you is because I was just like, I don't know where the pieces are anymore. Great. Like the original Ben 10, all the like people he can morph into were sick. I don't know any of their names now. Couldn't tell you, but they're sick, so
Yeah, I remember it's like forearms. See, he has forearms. I think there's one called like or there's Echo Echo. He could turn into different, well, he could multiply himself. There's like the really tiny one. Then there's like Big Chill, who is sick. There's also like the super fast guy.
yeah, I just. I also gave Nelson that figure. I had the figure of that fast dude.
Oh
I
yeah.
don't know his name, but Nelson has like all those characters.
Huh.
Yeah, no, great show.
Yeah.
And I was trying to rewatch it recently, but with all the new variations of him, I couldn't even tell you where to
Yeah.
watch it anymore. So if anyone knows how to watch the original Ben 10, comment down below. Trying to watch it.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Number two. Got Clone Wars. Ah,
Weird.
it was so good. It is so good. And they released the last season, couple, I guess maybe like a year and a half ago, which is like, which it was great. I'm not gonna say anything now.
Yes,
'Cause I don't wanna
no,
spoil
yeah.
it, but I think it did it justice from how they left it off. But no, just a great show. It really like adds a lot more character to the Jedis that just kind of died in the movies. It was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But like actually having some backstory to them now, it's like makes it a lot more impactful. Just a classic show. Yeah, so good.
Very good. I guess what my number two is?
Gumball.
It's Gumball.
Oh,
Oh, God. I already talked about it. Gumball's so good. Let's
yeah.
just get to number one.
Yeah.
Three, two,
Two,
one,
one,
regular
regular
show.
show.
So
It
good.
is my favorite animated series of all time.
I think I would have to say that too.
Yeah, it's so quotable. Quote it a lot. I can do a Pops impression. I'm not doing it now.
Yeah, I don't know if your mic would even pick it up.
Yeah, but
Maybe one day. We just put that on when we're bored. And
yeah.
it's literally just like season one over and over again. Like, I'm not saying the other seasons are bad, but like, I have never gotten sick of watching season one.
No.
like ever.
So quotable. Everyone in the show is great. All the episodes are extremely unique. Like something crazy happens every episode.
Yeah, no, it's such a like acid trip show, but it's
Yeah.
like so good.
Yeah, I watched it all the way through again like 2 years ago. And it's like, I don't know how I felt about the later seasons because they kind of got a little bland because they were like, oh, we're stuck in the park, then we're stuck in the ship. And it's like, okay. Oh, we've got like super evil pops. It's like, all right. But still, first couple seasons, just, I can't get away from them. They're always like in a loop in my brain.
Very good. So yeah, that's our top 10 Cartoon Network shows. Get into our last segment for this episode, trivia.
I'm excited to more I'm excited to know the topic more than I am to do this trivia, to be
You have a
honest.
guess?
You want to give me like a hint? Is it like a TV show,
It's
a
a
video
game.
game? It's a game. I know you mentioned like Super Smash Bros. Trivia once.
I did.
Yeah. What's the trivia?
Mario Kart 8 Deluxe
Oh.
trivia.
Whew. Okay. Let's see.
But I think it's harder than you're expecting it to be.
I'll feel like a fool if I don't get it.
Because, like, we, our game,
Yeah.
but you played a lot of 8 Deluxe, too.
Yeah.
Dude was in like the top 12 for world record at one point.
Yeah, for dirt. Excite bike. Yeah.
Excite dirt.
Excite dirt.
If I like seem like I don't know what I'm saying, sometimes when I say a question, it's because I wrote these all after work like an hour ago. So, yeah. Okay. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe trivia. These questions might not be in order of difficulty,
Okay.
so I'm just gonna go. Like the first episode, we did D Mario Kart DS trivia, and I wrote them down out of order, but I knew kind of how I wanted to say them. This one, I'm just gonna go. So, yeah. I will let you know if there's multiple choice
Okay.
before you answer.
And
So,
then is there like a point threshold I have to pass? Or it's like you have to
yeah.
get.
I forgot to mention that. If Ch Caleb gets past a certain point total, I'll give him a prize.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see how many points you can actually earn on this.
Okay.
One.
Like, I know a lot about this game, but you saying there's it's hard. It's gonna be like, how many characters are in the roster? And I'm gonna be like, yeah, I have no clue. It's a lot. How many cards? Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I probably play this game a lot more casually compared to Mario Kart Wii, just because it's easier to pick up.
There's a lot of points because
Okay.
there's a lot of like open-ended questions.
Okay.
I'm not. There's a lot. So I can't really give you a threshold. I'll
Okay.
just say after the fact if you get over 50% of them right.
50? Oh,
Well, I mean, that's
God.
what we did last time.
Okay.
There is, what, like 15 points in the last one? And it was
Yeah.
8 out of 15.
Yeah.
So like 50%. I
Okay.
think you can do 50%.
Oh, okay.
I think it's hard though. Maybe I'm just dumb because I think you play this game a lot more than I do. So
Right.
obviously I'm really into it because of the DLC packs, but like I think you were way more into it when it initially came out than I was. So I also think I got a Switch later than you did. So
Yeah, that's true.
you ready for the first question?
Yep.
How many characters are in the game?
I knew it.
All right, this is multiple choice though.
Oh, let me think of it first.
Okay.
So you got the top roster. I can see it in my
I'm
head.
gonna give you like 10 seconds.
Okay, you got Mario, Luigi, Peach, then Daisy, Rosalina. That's five. And then I think it goes down by. Wait a minute. Medium, medium.
That's it. I'm not including Birdo on
Oh,
this.
not including Birdo?
Yeah. I'm
Oh. Are you including Metal Mario?
including anyone that was before Birdo.
Okay. So that means if it's like
Five,
that means if
four.
it's like 61.
I'm giving you multiple choice. This
Okay.
is why I'm counting you down so
Yeah.
quick. Do
Yeah. Okay.
you want multiple choice?
Yes.
38, 40, 42, or 44?
What?
What? I'm not including every like color, just the characters.
Okay. So then, huh. Okay. What was
38, 40, 42, and
40,
44.
42, 44. 38, 40, 42, 44. The reason I think it would be, could be 38 or 40. I think 44 doesn't make sense with like how it's shaped. But 48, what? Man. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm gonna say 48.
That was not even an option.
No?
You mean 38?
Yeah, I'm gonna say 38.
It's 42. And I initially counted the screen off a picture, but I
Yeah.
also double checked.
Okay.
So it is 42. Birdo's 43.
Oh.
That's like including like Inkling boy and girl being different characters.
Oh.
And
Oh.
because I think they're different on the menu. I don't think it's just like clicking on them.
Yeah. They just
So.
have variants.
I could tell you're a little upset
Grr,
about that.
grr.
All right. What characters have alternate skins?
Oh.
I'll give you. I'm not gonna tell you.
Okay. Is this include? Is it all of this like pre-Birdo?
I put Birdo on this
Okay.
one, so I guess I'll just give you
So
Birdo.
you got Birdo, you got Metal Mario.
I'm not counting that.
Oh, okay.
I'm counting
Well.
people where you click on it and then it gives you different options.
Yeah, because like when you click on metal, you can choose the gold or metal.
Okay,
Anyways.
besides that one,
Yeah.
because I didn't really think about that.
So you got Birdo. Got Yoshi, you got Shy Guy, you got Inkling Boy, Inkling Girl, and Link.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had one more down, but I don't know.
Let me double check.
It's kind of like.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one's. I feel like you should get this, but I don't
Don't say
know.
that.
What are the weight classes in this game?
Oh, you got the light, medium, and heavy.
More than that. I just
What?
found this out today,
You
too.
just found that out?
Yeah.
Maybe there's four? Are like the metal people like a special weight?
Can't answer that. I will say you, like, wait, what do you say again? Weight.
I said light, medium, and heavy.
Yeah, so those are some of the answers.
Some of them.
Yeah, I found this out today too.
Is it like an ultra light weight? I mean, I maybe is there like baby?
Baby weight.
Baby weight?
No.
unless they like added some in the latest patch that I didn't know about. Yeah, I have no clue.
Okay, so there's light, medium, and heavy.
Okay.
But there's also very light, which is like the babies.
Okay.
There's medium heavy, which is like Mario and Luigi.
Okay.
And there's very heavy for like Bowser.
Oh man.
Which I didn't even know. I thought
I
it was
didn't
just
know
light,
that.
medium, and heavies. I was initially
Maybe.
gonna say that because I thought there might have been a very light, just like off the top of my head,
Yeah.
but like when I looked at it, there's a medium heavy, and I was like, okay,
I
now we're
mean,
getting a little silly. That looks like a pig. Don't
anyways,
stare. I'll give you like half credit on that.
reason I think that can be said is because you've got like Waluigi and like Bowser, which they're both heavyweight, but one's lighter heavyweight and one's heavy heavyweight.
Yeah.
So it's like I understand.
It's kind of weird because I think in Double Dash they had Waluigi as a medium weight,
Yeah.
and then in Wii he was a heavyweight,
Yep.
and then now he's kind of like
He's like a
in the
light
middle.
heavy, like, yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you half credit on that.
I think you can get this one. No clue.
Didn't know if you were on that different spectrum than I was on that. Name all the Koopalings.
Okay. Well,
Check them off as you
yeah.
go.
You got Bowser Jr.
I didn't write him down, but
Oh.
yes.
You got Lemmy. Forgetting the other lightweight. There's Lemmy. There's Iggy, who's a medium weight. You got Wendy. You got Ludwig. You got Morton. Got Roy. Know there's like one left. And it's the other
It's
lightweight.
a bigger Lemmy.
God.
Just slightly bigger Lemmy, I guess.
Yeah.
They look very similar.
I mean, Iggy.
I used to main this character on Wii
I know. We used to fight over him.
We did.
I mean, Iggy.
Used to fight over Lemmy and this character.
Yeah. And then whoever didn't get that character was like, okay, I guess I'll be Lemmy. It's like if I knew the first letter, it's like I know exactly who it is.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do
Yeah,
that.
because that's like, that would just, you just give it to me.
When you give up, I'll give you the first letter.
Okay. Lemmy. Iggy. It's like right in between them. Lemmy's the like the little one with like rainbow hair.
Think so.
Yeah, he's got like the little
He's the smallest
spikes.
one.
Yeah, he's got the spike out the back. Man, I can picture him in my head. Lemmy, Iggy, Wendy, Ludwig, Roy, Morton.
This one feels so bad.
It does feel bad. Okay, give me the first letter.
Oh.
Larry.
Yep.
Feels bad.
It does, but you got most of the points on that.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would have done on that. I probably would have forgotten Larry or Lemmy, to be honest. Other ones are kind of like, they're different enough that I would,
Yeah.
this is kind of an open-ended question. I think you understand it, though.
Okay.
How do Mii's get like certain costumes? Because Mii's have a ton of costumes.
Oh, you scan amiibos.
Yes. This might be a controversial question.
Oh.
Let me do a double check here. You entertain them for a second. I just want to double check something real quick.
Okay. I never collected amiibos as a kid, which is kind of annoying, but they didn't really hold any value later on. Like, people try and sell, like, their whole collections for, like, $80, but it just,
Not worth
yeah.
that.
It's kind of like Skylanders. Like, they didn't really hold any value, so you might as well just keep them. It's like, Yeah, they were cool, but I never bought them. Which, unfortunately, I want the other Mii skins. The Mii Racer skins. Which, I'll say this to anyone who else, anyone wants to get any. Maybe I won't say it. There's a controller you can buy on Amazon that has all of them preloaded into it if you want all the costumes. Take a look at that. I don't know the name of it, but I debated buying it for a while. Okay.
So, there's characters in the game, right? How
Yeah.
many of them do, like, how many of them have shells?
How many of them have shells?
I do have multiple choice if you don't wanna.
Here, let me get an estimate first in my head.
Okay.
So you got Drybones, you got Koopa Troopa, you got Lakitu, you've got Yoshi. He's technically got a shell on his back. Which probably just gonna count like regular Yoshi. It's four. You've got all the
I
Koopalings.
don't know if Birdo has one, but I did not include
No,
Birdo.
Birdo doesn't. Birdo has like a, she's like a dinosaur. All the Koopalings, like one, two, one, two, three, one, two, so seven. You got 11, and then you got
All right.
12,
Another guess, or do you want multiple choice?
13, 14. Okay, give me the multiple choice.
11, 12, 13, or 14.
14.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You are correct.
Woo!
I'm surprised you got that one.
Yeah, me too. As I was like browsing the characters in my head, did you get a
Got a
paper
paper
cut?
cut.
Oh. Oh.
Still bring it See, I feel like Yoshi isn't that controversial, but I feel like there's some
It's
people
a
that are
shell.
like,
It's
yeah, that's what I thought too.
a shell. Yeah.
I wrote down the main ones though: Yoshi, Koopa, Bowser Jr., Lakitu,
Yeah.
Koopa. Yeah. All
Dry
right.
Bones and then Bowser, Dry Bowser. Yeah.
Into silly territory. How many tracks have the name Mario in it? You
Okay.
got a lot to choose from.
One, two, three, four. Is this multiple choice?
I did not make this multiple
Oh,
choice.
God.
It's a lot lower than you probably think it is, though.
I think, off the top of my head, I think there's four. Because obviously you've got the first track, which is, I believe, Mario Raceway. Think there's a Mario circuit in there, and then there's like I want to say it's like GBA Mario Circuit 3, and then I feel like there's one that I'm missing. I'm gonna go with four, but I can only name three.
Like your final answer,
Yeah.
there's three.
Oh!
Yes, should have swim with your
Yeah.
gut.
Ah!
Literally says, yeah, there's three, but I think there's four.
Yeah, I can name three of
But
them.
there's definitely four.
Yeah. Out of all, well, I guess there's more than 48, but I'm guessing you weren't talking about the DLC.
Not like the most recent DLC,
Yeah.
no. And
Darn.
actually, now I think about it, I did look at that. There's not even a Mario in
Oh,
the
okay.
waves yet. So, yeah.
Darn.
Currently, how many Wii tracks are in the game? And that doesn't count the retros from Mario Kart Wii, just base like the ones that were made from Wii. So, like, Peach Gardens does not count
Yeah.
because that was a DS track.
Yeah. The only ones that I can. Is this including DLC?
Yes.
Okay. So, obviously, there's Moo Moo.
Yeah. Warm up track of the year, baby.
Yeah. Then there's DK Summit. I I think it was a Wii original.
I might just be smiling at you.
It's not called DK Summits, DK Snowpass. No.
God.
Yeah. Or whatever it's called.
Snowboard Pass or whatever the hell it's
Yeah.
called. That's so dumb.
I think I don't remember if Wario's Gold Mine was originally Wii. Which
That's another thing you gotta think about now. So you're
yeah.
really good at remembering the Wii tracks, but what are actually Wiis?
Yeah. Koopa
Don't even get me started on that.
no. there's okay, so we got Moomoo. I'm just gonna say Wario Gold Mine because I'm pretty sure it is. DK Summit. You've got Coconut Mall, which came in the DLC. I don't remember if Waluigi Stadium is Wii exclusive or Wii only. Wait, no, we played it on Double Dash. It's not. Yeah, because like I remember running into the Piranha and then getting mad.
Classic.
Or I'm trying to think if there's there's probably like really obvious ones that I'm missing too. The Bowser's Castle isn't in it. Or is it? No.
Might give you like 5 seconds.
Well, I mean, kind of. But no, it's not. Rainbow Road isn't in it.
That's a final guess.
Well, I can think of four. I'm gonna say five. No, I'll say four.
Six.
Six. What did I miss?
So you said Moomoo,
Yeah.
DK.
Yeah.
What else did you say? Wario's
Wario
Gold Mine,
and Coconut Mall.
Coconut Mall, Maple Treeway, and Mushroom Gorge.
Oh yeah. Man.
I don't know how I pulled that out of my ass, but I should have wrote it down. I didn't, so. But I remember playing Mushroom Gorge on 8, so.
Man.
This one's gonna be awful, so
Oh,
good luck.
okay.
So, you know how Mario Kart 8 originally Wii U, right?
Yeah.
And then that came out with 4 DLC cups,
Yeah.
which were the base game of the Switch.
Yep.
What were the cup names of those 4 DLC?
Oh. It's just like the four bottom cups, right?
Well, technically, if you're looking at the screen, it'd be like the four on the furthest side,
Oh
I guess,
no.
on this side.
I think one of them is a leaf cup. Hank.
Leaf is like an OG, I think, so.
I know one is a Triforce because of
Yes,
Legend of
one is called
Zelda.
Triforce Cup.
Yeah.
Just think about DLC. That's my only
Was
hint,
gonna
really.
say, I don't think there's like an Inkling one. Can't there can't be. I know there might be like an Animal Crossing leaf. That I don't know the name of.
I'll just give it to you. It's latest called Crossing Cub.
Oh, okay.
There's one obvious one, not to make you feel like awful, but there, if I were to guess one, it'd be this one.
Really?
Yeah. When you're done guessing, I'll tell you why I remember it.
It's not Inkling because the Inklings have the battle stage.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's not an
Yeah, it's
Inkling.
not Inkling.
The other two, I don't believe, have to do with DLC at all.
Okay. I was gonna say, it was just like the Legend of Zelda and the Animal Crossing cups. So those two are on the bottom, I'm pretty sure, if you're looking at the roster on the bottom right two. And then I'm trying to think of like classic like cup things you can get. Like, there's probably like a shell cup.
That's
And
a retro cup.
then
I'm gonna give you like 5 seconds just based on time.
there's usually like the King Crown Cup, or just the Crown Cup,
Now you're just
Shell
naming off
Cup,
the normal ones.
Mushroom Cup, Tanuki Cup.
Are you done?
Yeah.
There's a Yoshi egg cup, and I remember that because it has that Yoshi track, the absolutely goated one.
Yeah, one of the different paths. Yeah,
And then
that.
there's a bell. I don't know how you would have guessed that,
I mean, I guess there is like Cat Peach in the game.
but
But I got the half
yeah,
of them.
I'll give you half on that. All right, just based on time here, I'm gonna speed it up a little bit.
I won't.
I know you won't. You take all the time in the world to
Okay.
think. Name the two Captain Falcon tracks.
I think there's F-Zero and Big Blue.
F-Zero is just the game, but Big Blue is the
Oh, Big
track.
Blue is the one-liner. Dude, I can't remember the three-lapper with the giant shortcut at the end. Yeah, I don't know.
Mute City.
Yeah, I wouldn't have. He even says it like Mute City, whatever.
Name characters that were in Mario Kart Wii but not in this game.
That's so sad. Funky Kong. Diddy Kong. I mean,
I
Birdo.
didn't put Birdo down because they're in the game though.
See, all the babies are in it. Funky Kong, Diddy Kong, Toadette.
You want a hint?
What? I'm done already. Is it a?
It's Diddy and Funky.
Oh,
That's it. You're done.
okay. I was like,
was gonna let you sit there and think more, but I was like.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Right, last question. This is multiple choice. Just curious. I don't think. I mean, if you get a 1/4 chance, I guess, on this.
Okay.
How many, so you know how you make your carts?
Yeah.
How many bodies are in the game? Meaning the cart that you put the wheels and the glider on. Do
Thought so.
you want numbers now or do you want to think about it for a
Let me
second?
think about it.
I don't know how you'd even think about it, speaking that there's like five meta carts and that's all I've ever seen,
I
so.
think off the top of my head, I'm pretty sure there's like 37. But if I think about the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Builder, and there's like the five, there's like five Inside Drift, and there's something or other Outside Drift. Let's see, 1, 2, 3. Oh, there's at least 16. I want to say 17, 18. That would
Five,
be
four, three,
okay. Give me the
two.
multiple choice.
I made them all really close because I felt like if I made them far away, it'd be almost obvious.
Okay.
41, 42, 43, or 44.
With the addition of the GLA stuff later, I'm gonna say, I think it's
Boeing
probably
thinks I'm gonna feel bad for anyone that paid for the Wii U DLC. I get you have to buy a whole new console for Deluxe, but worth it.
it's either 42 or 43, and I don't know which one to pick. I think I'll just go with 43.
Final answer.
Yep.
It's 41.
Aww.
It was initially 40, This is just a fun fact that I didn't apparently read it. Apparently,
Yeah,
it's a fun fact.
apparently.
With Deluxe, they added one car, and it was that the car that like looks like Bowser Jr.'s like
Oh,
primary
really?
thing. That's kind of
The
good.
Koopa cart? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's 40, and then at 41.
Oh, clown car, Koopa
Yeah.
cart, yeah.
All right. Well, you want to entertain them while I tally up your
Sure.
points?
Yeah. Well, I feel like that wasn't too bad. It really racked my brain, though. And you should probably just not tell me what the trivia is beforehand again.
Why do you enjoy it more?
Well, it's like, even if I would have gone out of my way and played it, it's like, now that I know that there's trivia about it, it's like I'm gonna try and take in everything I can versus me trying to remember things on the spot, which I don't know, is arguably harder, but I'd rather do that than accidentally do a bunch of research ahead of time and then just know everything.
I'm not gonna do too much hard thinking on this. I'm pretty sure you got over 50.
Okay.
Because I could go through and count like every
Yeah.
single thing that
Yeah.
was said, but I'll give it to you.
Let's go.
So, yeah. Fun trivia. So you said you don't want me to tell you ahead of time anymore? Like the DS one? Or what were you saying?
Yeah, just surprise me what trivia it is
Okay.
ahead of time. Unless you're like, can I do this trivia? Like, do you know a lot about it? It's like, I don't know.
Maybe regular show trivia coming soon.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
Whoa.
whoa, whoa.
Anyways.
Well, yep, that was our first episode, technically third
This is our
episode.
third try for the first episode.
Yeah. We're silly. Anyways, well, I hope you liked it. This is pretty much what the podcast will be going forward. We'll probably always do like a top 10 of some sort. Maybe I enjoy doing trivia. I don't know how much Caleb enjoys doing
I
trivia.
enjoyed it, yeah.
So
Made me
probably
angry. Look at
curious.
me, Larry.
So we'll do more trivia. We probably won't have a movie review every time. Probably won't have a movie review every time, so we've talked about other segments that will later be revealed. So, yeah.
Any other segment suggestions will be welcomed in the
Yeah,
comments.
for sure. So, yeah, thanks for watching the first episode of Salt Shack Podcast. Leave a like, subscribe to the channel. We'll link our channels down below as well. You can watch our individual channels, which we haven't really posted on much, just because of school, but they'll be there. In the future, I'm sure we'll make an Instagram for this, maybe make some TikTok clips out of these, and go watch or listen on Spotify. Do everything you can. Support the pod if you enjoy
Yeah.
it. So, yeah. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you guys next time.
See ya.